Okay. Parshas Shalach. Parshas B'Shalach. Parshas B'Shalach, we have the union Shabashira. Regardless of Kriya Samsuf, and then right afterwards, about the next parasha, afterwards, the parasha Samon. Everybody this week, Baruch Hashem, had a big sign, put a big sign up. Skula, the new skula, in order to make parnasa, the parnasa, say the parasha mon, and Be'ez Hashem, whammo, there was another sign up above that they're raising the price of test now this month, 100 shekel, 50 shekel. So people saw mamish the koyach of the school of Baruch Hashem. Shout out which sign came first, but that's a different story. But anyway, avad is true, sigula, there are schoolers we know about in Klal Yisrael. But it's very interesting. If you go around all of Klal Yisrael, probably this Tuesday, everybody was out there getting that piece of paper to say the Parash Amon. Everybody, you know, every balabos, every talmud, everybody was there with working hard to make sure they get the sheet and to say it, and all different shilas. You have to shnai mikra on it, shvecha targum, Rashi on it. But the maisa, I don't have a mistone to war, but I want to know if it was just a kriya ba'alma, or the yisoid, that people were reading the parashas Amon, did they have a chance to misbinding into it? I know in Stoma they didn't come out with the article school of Amon yet. It's coming out for somebody's wedding soon. They're going to put it in, you know, lamentate it and make it into a whole thing. The wedding of Shirley and Bob Johnston, you know, a big thing with the school of Haman. But Avada the Chiyav is to misbinding into the Parash Haman. As the Mr. Brewer says, Mefurish Rabbi Yisai. Be'etzem it says in Mechaber, Toiv Loimah Pasha Kedu Parash Haman. This is every day. Mechaber and Simon Aleph, Sif Hey, to say every day Parash Kedu Parash Haman. And it says, you could say Parash Haman Afilo B'Shabbos. So this week Shabbos you also say it. V'yein Dai Ba'amira, says the Mishnah Brura, it's not enough just to say the words. Ela she is boinein mashuhu oimer. You should be misboinein. What are you saying? Very nice. he read the Parashat Amon three times this Tuesday. He's for sure going to have Be'er Hashem Parnasah. But it doesn't say that just to read it. The Yakir Nifloyis HaBoire. And the reason to say Parashat Amon, he says, later on, to know, Kadesh Yamin. What do you say Parashat Amon for, Rabbi say? Kadesh Yamin, Shekom Ezoinoisov, Boin Biashkocha Protis. All your wealth, all your mezoinis, come with Shkocha Protis. And this, I believe, could be Rabbi Isai. Avada, the Parashat Amon was Avada in Inyan. Now it had to be by the Maisa, why it's the Smichus, the Parashat Hashira, Be'etzem, but the Gemara Zogtim Sochim, Shekosha, Mizaynoisa Shal Adam, Kikriyas Yamsuf. Kosha, Mizaynoisa Shal Adam, Kikriyas Yamsuf. What does that mean? Everybody knows, and the Dashonim all speak about it by the shidduch. Kasha lezavgon kekriyas yamzuf. Basoy that page, you'll hear every sharabah at least seven times, because at least one speak every day. So, but the ma'isa, usually there's more speakers, so at least seven times during the sharabahs, you hear at least once kasha lezavgon kekriyas yamzuf, and the whole drushes about kriyas yamzuf. But my understanding of it, what does it mean? Kasha lizav gom kekriyas yamsuf. What does that mean? The teretz is, Rabbi Yisrael, first of all, the kasha is, what's kasha? What's difficult for Hashem? Is something difficult for the Ibn Shalaylam? Nothing's difficult. What's kasha lizav gom? What's kasha misaynod shalom kekriyas yamsuf? The teretz is, Rabbi Yisrael. And what do we have to know? What's our purpose? Lama Yisrael, the guy gets the shirhadeh. What do we have to realize that was kekriyas yamsuf? The teretz is Rabbi Isai. That the kasha is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to run in a derech of nature. Natural courses of events. It should run naturally and normally. Why? Because if there are nisim, it takes away the bechira. A person has to have bechira. That's the yesoidos of the whole Bria. A person must have a bechira. If he sees too much ness, he won't have a bechira. He'll be forced to choose to serve Hashem. And that's how the Beis HaLevi understands pshat, why a Kodesh Baruch had to harden Baruch's heart. It's not the pshat because he took away bechira, says the Beis HaLevi. But since Power was seeing nays after nays after nays, he had to make the equilibrium. He had to equal it out. If he's seeing so much nays, he has to be moida. So he had to make mechazik the label a little bit. But it's chas to show he didn't take himself, the Beis HaLevi didn't take away his bechira. And that's the yisod why Kodesh Baruch Hu is kosher Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf was a change of nature, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want that. In the Bria, he wanted to run natural cause of Adam, even Teva nature, his Gematria Elohim, his Gematria Hashem, Avada, every Teva, that's the Nister, is also Hashem. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that the world should be one in a way that a person could touch it up. And then it's his choice to see. Don't be a stupid idiot and think that what the grass grows on its own, that the water comes, the rain comes by itself. Just think a little bit, look into the Bria and realize the godless, and you know it's Hashem, but it has a clothing, it has a kisui, a covering, that a person could have the choice, chas v'sholom, to choose ra, and then he goes in his boicha b'toy. That's why it's kosher Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's why every Zivuk is kosher Kriyas Yamsuf. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to know that there was such Hashkocha Pratis that went into your Shir Zivuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe had to change the course of nature. And so is with Parnasa. And just like when Klal Yisrael sang Shira, because they saw that mamish, they saw the hand of Hashem, every Chasim V'Kala have to get up and sing Shira after they zorah to the zivug, because you don't know real Hashkocha Pratis that went in. This story, that story, you can read stories upon stories of the Hashkocha Pratis that happens in the zivug.
Very nice, Sherebach Brachas Torah, Rabbi.
But Purusha book, Splitting of the Sea. If you want after the Shira, you can get a free copy. Reuven Baron, It reads stories, Be'ez Hashem. But the splitting of the sea, also Nogei Parnasa. Don't be a fool. Don't think because what you do is going to bring the Parnasa. Don't think that Parnasa is going to come because of my Ishtavlas. How many times have I said, comes every time, you're one of these cab drivers, you know, who knows what they look like, you know? Amish, from all time, I'm Amish, you know, with Noach has his airport story, that's my cab driver stories. Every time another cab driver story. But one thing I hear constantly from these guys, you imagine, who knows what this guy was doing 5 minutes before? Parnasah, Zemir HaShemayim! Parnasah! You know, what's the difference? 32 Shadrach Meshach. Anyway, Parnasah Min HaShemayim. I go around sometimes for hours, all of a sudden this thing, boom, 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 and I get it. They say constantly, these Mazmi Famish, you know, you think who they were. I mean, maybe in his, you know, his spare time he does as a Mashkiach and a Panovich Yeshiva. There's a spare time he comes to Shulayim, takes it off, and it gets a little outlet. He's giving a shmooze. Parnosis Min HaShemayim doesn't help. I was in a car just this month last week. A guy was telling another guy, because he was teaching him to trade the streets. But he said, no, don't. He said, you don't have to rush. Don't rush to catch people. It comes. If it's going to come, it's going to come in a Shemayim. I don't know, this guy was Jewish here. He said, look like an Arab. But Parnosis Min HaShemayim. They see it constantly, day in, day out. Parnosis Min HaShemayim, no matter how hard that you work, kosher is, you have to realize that it's all Min HaShemayim. Every cent that you're going to get, every penny that's going to come. That you saw it, how you saw it, that we learn from kosher is, that a kosher boy finds him, this Parnosis, how he finds it, how he meets up with this guy and he gets a Parnosis. It's not poshit. It's kikriyas yamsu chazal. And therefore a person has to realize the tremendous hashkocha that's involved in the seishiva, to thank a kodesh baruch for every mizonis that he has. But even more important for us, b'nei Torah, b'Yisrael, this week's parasha represents the tremendous yisoid of parashas Haman. The Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, "Kach tzenes achas, take one tzenes, top it with Tupperware party, take a piece of cheres, and take some of that mon. V'sen shama maloi ha'oimem mon, a little bit of mon put inside." And put it lifnei Hashem lemishmeres l'doyos seichem. Put it in front of Hashem. It should be an area in front of Hashem lemishmeres. It should be lemishmeres l'gnizo l'doyos seichem for the doyos. A special tzivui by the man, that the man should be stored away. And it should represent and be a chizuk. It should be a chizuk for the future doyros. As Rashi brings down, Bimei Yirmiyo, Kishaya Yirmiyo, Moichicham, Lama, Ein Atem Oiskim B'Toyra. Yirmi is going to give Teichor to his daughter. Why? Aren't you learning Toyra, Oiskim B'Toyra? Vehei Moimrim, Naniach Melachteinu, V'Naasek B'Toyra. Let's leave our melacha, and let's Isaac b'Toyra mehechon isparnes. From where is going to come the parnasa? Hoitzi lahem tzenes hamon. He took out the tzenes hamon. Omer lahem hador atem ru'u dvar Hashem. Shimu lo nema el ru'u. He didn't say, "Listen, I'll give you a nice musa shmuz." This is not the same. A person hears over, but he's in front of his eyes. He sees the man. Bezun is bound as Avu Seicha. We believe the Amun Shleima. This is what we have our Avu Seicha. We're Nisparnes. Harbei Shluchin Yeshlo LeMakom LaHachim Mazon LeRiyah. Much ways there are before Hakadosh Baruch Hu to repair the way, to repair the Mazon. The array after those who fear him. this was the message Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to accomplish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, for the Doiros, that a person has to know that his Mezoinos, as we said, no matter what he does, in Kazman HaShemayim, Mezoinos Shel Adam, is Kriyas Yamsuf, is Hashkoch HaProtis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even more so, if a person will think at any time of his life that he should leave the Torah, that he should take away from his limud HaTorah for the purpose of going out to make more parnasa, let the man be the example to tell him, no, you're wrong. Because har beishluchim yesh lamokoyim lahochin mizmazal yireya v'kosh bo has many shluchim. And you will not lose. And not only will you not lose, but Eza Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will take care of you in the best of. No one should ever have this machshava. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. If there will be that machshava comes across right away, Parshas Haman should be the thing that reminds him to say the Parshas Haman Toiv Loimekol Yoyim, that a person should realize, I shouldn't be seduced by Olam Hazeh, to think that the more Hishtaglus is going to bring the more Parnas. It's a choice. The Ma'isa, this is a very, very common problem for Bochrim and Avreichim who want to continue in the way of Torah, who want to establish a home built on Torah, they want to learn for many years. And many times the question comes, what about Parnassa? What's going to be with Parnassa? Where, how are you going to exist? Parents, in-laws, the first question he gets bombarded. And it's true, a person has a chiyuv. For ksuba, he has to support a home. You can't be a person that doesn't care for his family, chas v'shaloi. He has the support, it's written in the Ksuva. But the Amuna Shleima that a Yid has is that a person is not going to lose if he's learning Limud HaTorah, has Limud HaTorah. Where will the money come? We could have asked that in the Midbar. We did ask that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Mon Min HaShemayim. Very nice! That was that door! That was that door! But what about today? We're in modern times, Rabbi. Wake up! We have the computer today, the internet. We have this and we have that. It's not those generations anymore. That was the old times. Yeah, Martin from HaShemayim. Very nice. We don't see that anymore. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's response with Kach Tzitzen Esachas. Or the Netziv says on this Pasuk, that Moshe Rabbeinu was shatelling Klal Yisrael, Zu Haftocha. It's not just a nice thing that the man is a haftocha for the doyrus. That a person should know that every door is up there. There's a haftocha to those who learn Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of the basic necessities. That they're not going to lose. They're not going to miss out if they donate their lives to Torah. Zokter, v'yichiach li'yisrael mizeh. You have to give yourself over to the Shkei. You can't fake your eye. You gotta be serious. You gotta be learning. And you're putting your kohos into learning b'emes. Even though you're not gonna have money for the Shemayim, mikol mokum hashkachosoi haprotis. Yeshnoi b'chol dor. Shlo you mafriim l'shkeida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave haftocha. There won't be hafra. There won't be people taking you away from shkeida and learning Torah. Umisir ol derech eretz hu esek ha-panasa. He takes care of the panasa. Esek ha-panasa will be taken away from you if a person mekabel o malchus shamayim. He's mekabel the ribono shel olam. Then a person has the emes ha-amunah, the emes ha-kor that is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to him. It might not form in Hashemayim. You might not come walking down the street, down to Rutsk, and all of a sudden a banana hits you in the head. Lunch. But it will be. You'll have everything you need. Rav Silverstein tells a story over here, Murray the Kazakh. There was a year called the Machane Echayim, a Goyin Atzum, one of the Goyin in Hungary. And he was Ragil Lekarev Yehudim Amlalim. He was Ragil to Makarev, very poor, broken spirited people. He would give them money, take care of them, bring them to his house, mamish to whatever he can. One time during the drasha, the Machane Chaim brought in that this one of these aniyim, he was giving a drasha for the thousands of people, and an ani walked in, and he called the ani over quickly. He looked like a mamish, a downtrodden person, mamish. And he brought him over quickly and he put him right next to him by the drasha. The whole oilam was despoiled. Thousands of people came out to hear the Machane Chaim's drasha. And he was sitting there with this next to him. He was Moshe, right next to him. He was saying the drasha, this downtrodden ani, mamish. His clothes were torn. He looked disheveled. He looked like a real ani. And he was nispala. And the chanami, he was accustomed to bringing these poor people around. But such covered, he never did this before, but in the middle of a drasha, he brings this ani in and he puts him next to his seat. After he finished the drasha, so the cow came over and they wanted to know who this ani was. Maybe somebody chashuv, maybe we don't realize who he is. Says the Machane Chaim, I want to tell you a story. Machane Chaim. In Budapest, there was a certain doctor, Mefursa. A famous doctor that many people from the Cheshuv Ha'ir used to go and use him, his services. One day, says the Goyin, the Machane Chaim, this Reife came to my parents' house, the Machane Chaim's parents' house, and he asked, what's going to be with the kids? They're learning Torah a whole day, said the doctor. How are they going to mefaras themselves? How are they going to build a home? He was a doctor. He understood what production meant. And he said, what's going to be with my kids? They're learning a whole day. So the parents answered, the mother and the father of the Machane Chaim answered, the Torah says, v'shinantem levonecha. And it says, v'ksharetem le'ois al yodecha, v'shinantem levonecha. It says in the same parasha. No one asks, what's going to happen if my kid does v'ksharetem? None of them questions that. You put on the tefillin, no one asks, what's going to be with him? Ksharetem? What happens if you do ksharetem? What's going to be with him? It'll be mistad, it'll be okay. The same way, no one should ask questions, what's going to be with shinantam? When you teach your children Torah, you don't have to worry what's going to be with them. Because Baruch takes, he was mitzav you, v'shinantam levanechem, to teach them Torah. He didn't say anything else. Avadi, after also teach, chazeh chazal, trade, over the maiso, any malavad is b'niyala Torah, says chazal. If Shinantel Vanech, we teach your children Torah, nothing's going to come out bad. The Mais, the Machane Chaim's family, from the mother and father who mentioned, who told him this word, all of them were Avos Bezdin. All of them, the parents of the Machane Chaim, who were, I guess, regular people, who gave this Musa Shmuz, all their children became Avos Bezdin. The Machane Chaim was the God of Ben Shabbam. People would come to his drushes from all over the world. So said the Machane Chaim, do you know who this Ani is? This downtrodden, mamish, disheveled Ani, who is he? Zabder, he is the son of that doctor that came to my parents with the Shaila. What to do? And a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Moshiach, black on white, that the Tzaddik is not Nezav, that the Talmud Chacham is not Nezav, and his Mezonos will be taken care of. And Dafka that Reife, that the Choyri had it all, he's to send his kids off. But Seifa Shadova, this is his son. Where's the Yerusha? Where's the Atzloch Echayim? I put him up here as a Kiddush Hashem, as a Kiddush Hashem, as a blessing to the Doiris. It's a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, this person to know that a person doesn't realize that a shtalus doesn't mean anything. It's all nigzar. Oni v'ashir. Cholesh oi tipesh. Cholesh oi gogibor. Tipesh oi chofam. There's a nigzar on the tipa. Koidem. A person should mispower that his children should be zeruch, should have children, should be zeruch to have the ma'ilus. Of its nigzar on the tipas of the Gemara Nida before the creation of the tipa. Tzadik. Tzadik oi ra'ay. Chocham oi tipesh. Kibor oi cholesh. Oni v'yashir. And there's no way to change it. The Gemara brings the Meiser of Blessed Pethos, I think, in Tainis, that he once got so weak, he probably didn't have too much to live off, and he got so weak that he fainted. And he went to the Olam HaEmes. He didn't die, but he, Kielu. And he was asking, how long did he suffer like this, Kielu? He was in a coma. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, do you want that I'll change the rear back? You change my braces? And Ulai, the Esher, you'll be able to have parnasa. You'll be able to have rich, be rich. You'll be able to have complete parnasa. So he asked him, how long do I have left? Bekitza, but what's the pshat? El pshat, if it's nigs on the person, on Eva Asher, it doesn't change unless you go through the whole for Gilgal again. But if not, so he nigs on Eva Asher. Mizraynoishav shel Odom, so the man beitzetes like suv and like may Rosh Hashanah be at Rosh Hashanah. It will not change. It will not be different. The person can break his head, but if he's min hashamayim, it's meant that he's to be an ani. He'll be an ani. And he's to be an asher. He'll be an asher. Oh, the famous kasha of the oilam. But why do we see so many times in the chum that are aniim? So you might Gemara, you don't know a Gemara by his side. The Gemara is up in Chagiga, Daftes. Says the Gemara that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was that the Gemara is up in Gemara Kodesh Baruch Hu was Chazak Kodesh Baruch Hu midas toivus l'itelei Yisrael. He looked for all the midas toivus to give Klal Yisrael. For the imotza el anius. So after tomorrow, he found that anius was the best midah to give to Klal Yisrael. And the first of them say why? Because when a person has too much, he's bayit. When a person has so much panasa, he's bayit. He throws off the yoke. He's a self-made man. It comes from himself. There's no Yerushalayim. He falls apart in his Yerushalayim, in the Avodas Hashem. And Kodesh Baruch Hu realizes, Chas v'Shalom, a person is not looking to be the Ani, but he should know that if it's given to him, that's his Nisayon, and sometimes it's good for him. If he has too much wealth, who knows what it will be. And if people do have wealth, have to realize that it's a matana from Hashem to know what to do with it. To know how to give it to Tzedakos, to help support, to be the Zvulin. But a person has to realize that's not going to change if he has a desire to sit and learn Torah. And he has Chas v'Shalom Achshav that maybe Ulai v'Evsho that what's going to be with Parnasa? That she has to realize. Take them on, the Parsh Amon, the School Amon, all these things and say it. But don't just stay in misbinding and what the man was about. What says by the man? Ha'ashir, like the Ma'abal Ha'ediv. But Mamet like Mehimet, no one got more. But like Hedif Hamara, Mamet like Yosef, you went out and you gained. A guy took more than he was supposed to take. A whole bunch he took. At the end, he was left with the same exactly he was supposed to have. And the Mamet, the person didn't spend so much of his to do it. He also had what he needed. There was such by the mon. There was no dealings. You got exactly what you needed. There's no chiluk. That's why mispointing the parasha mon. What went on over there? And why was the man given in the sword? Says Chazal. Lo nid the Torah lo ichle man. Say Chazal, Hashem gave the man min Hashemayim for 40 years that they shouldn't have to make any hishtadlus kamat. Go out in the morning, take a little bit, in, then finish, and the next day was gone. For two reasons. One, the Gemara says in Yuma that they should be mispalel every day. A person has a big full refrigerator, so maybe he's not going to daven so well next day for parnasa. It's full. His bank account is full. Like we said, he's bayit. But another reason is that they should have the oil on their head of parnasa. Everything should be taken care of in order that the Torah should be niv labadamam. It should become part of the essence. And the Torah mitzvah, the Torah should become so filled up with Torah that it's part of their bloodstream. And that's only if the oil of parnasa is off. How many people, because of taking on the oil of parnasa, their koyach haTorah weakened, and they could have learned more and known more and been greater talmid chacham, but over parnasa. What's going to be with parnasa? How am I going to exist? How am I going to live? Where is it going to come from? Because Baruch Hu even has harbei shluchim abayisa. Harbei shluchim to send you the parnasa. He tells the Meridikas Maisa here. In Switzerland there was a kainal younger man who had 15 kids. And he sat, went in every day to learn, continue learning his kainal, not to be doig. Parnasa, he didn't live on so much, but Baruch Hashem, he was tader. And he wasn't worried. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send him. When the right time, marrying off children, this, that, what's going to be? B'kitzer, one day he gets a call for the government. Calm down, you have to pick up a check. Me, pick up a check for what? Calm down, we'll explain it to you when you get here. What happened? L'maisa, there was a guy living in Brazil, in Switzerland, Basel, whatever it is, Basel. And he was a guy. He was living there, and he had many, many, much, much wealth. And L'maisa, he was a childless Nebuch. I don't say Nebuch, it came out, but he was childless, and he had a tzava. It came to the court, his tzava, his will, they opened it up. And what was the will? Inside the will was written that all my money and all my wealth, all my nechosim, I wanted to go to the person with the largest family in Switzerland. Thousands, who knows how many millions of dollars were in this will. So the courts went to work. Let's look it up. And they found a little Avreich. He gets the prize. 15 at tops, you know, most people have, you know, 1.5 with a dog and maybe a cat. So the Maisa, the Yid with the most kids, 15 children, came up and he picked up his check for millions of dollars. And who was the Shliach here? Some guy who probably didn't even want to give to the Yid. He didn't know anything, just to the biggest family. And there it was, Rabbi Yisai. The check was waiting in the mail. It doesn't happen every day, Rabbi Yisai. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has harbei shluchim, Rabbi Yisai. You can go into every Avreich story, Rabbi Yisai. There's no hezbo whatsoever. So many Avreichim learning in Yerushalayim. So many. I'm not saying they're not snoring geld. There are those that are snoring. And people have a schus to help them out. Whether what they should be doing, that's a different shayla. But l'maisa, we see Avreichim after Avreichim learning Torah. And Baruch Hashem, the money comes from here, from there. This government thing, that thing, this thing. Aunt Shirley sends a check. You never thought it would happen. How many times have I heard from Avreichim? All of a sudden, we got a check from some uncle. All of a sudden this came in, that came in. A person doesn't realize that he has to be misbinding in these things. They said not only, okay, good, right, we can tell a story to Rabbi Yisrael, like she'll say it over next year's B'Shalach Shmuz. It's for a person, like we said by the Zivuk, to be misbinding, to look into his life and see that every step of the way Gosh Bro is giving him, B'Hashkoch HaPrat is what he needs. Especially if he's Omer Batayra, the koyach of an Omer Batayra, what he has in the Bria, how he affects the Bria. There was once a wealthy man that came to the Chavetz Chaim, and He wanted. We know the first part is part of the ma'is that was ma'is with the Chofetz Chaim with the furniture that was. But another wealthy man once came, and he looked. He went to see the base measure. The Chofetz Chaim took him to see the base measure of Radin, and there he saw all the yeshiva bachim sitting there. They're not so well dressed. It was the first time he saw it. Not so well dressed. The base measure wasn't the most fanciest building, and the standards they're old. The benches are old. And he walks in, this is the Beis Medrash. And the Chofetz Chaim said a marshal, a meridic marshal. The Chofetz Chaim says, you go to see a big boat. You go to the top of the boat, an ocean liner, the new ones, the cruise ships, and on the top the stores, the big rooms, the suites. It's on the second floor, some on the first floor, and swimming pools, and the dining rooms, beautiful, fancy, fancy ship. You go down one floor, more rooms, less nicer rooms, and then the night less. And then you go, the wealthy man wants to see the bottom of this boat. And the bottom of the boat is the engine room. In the engine room, everything is dirty. The motor doesn't look so fancy. And all the different machines that are working. There's the Chofetz Chaim, down there in the bottom of the room, the bottom floor of the ship, of the ocean liner. You see everything, it doesn't look so fancy. It's not so plushed. No chandeliers down there in the engine room. Some guy, old Smokey, with his dirty suspenders over there, working, getting shoving the coal into the fire. But without old Smokey, and without the engines, without those engines working, the dirty work, as we call it, the hard work. Without that, the ship doesn't run. But the Chofetz Chaim, the world we see, beautiful mansion, this shefatoiv, this person, wealth, this person, this and this and that. All the beauty that comes out to the world. You see a field of oranges and apples and cherries and tomatoes. And you see the supermarket, you walk through the last night, you go by a fruit stand, mamish, eggplant, and everything, beautiful, beautiful world. And you come to the Beis Medrash, not so fancy. You don't realize what's keeping the world going. What's the engine? What's making the world turn? If my priest, if not for my priest, if not for the Talmud Torah, if not for the Bnei Torah who learned Torah b'spilas, then the whole world would turn. There would be no cherry tomatoes and no apples, and the whole world would turn to tohu b'vohu. That's what Korach HaTorah is. So if they're the turners of the engines, if they're igniting the world with the sparks, if they're making everything work, are they going to lose? Are they going to not have their panasa? It may not fall from Shemayim, but you'll have it. This is a kfira. It's a kfira b'ashav to say to Shavad that I'm leaving Torah for panasa. Abad HaKadosh Baruch Mashkiach on every single one of us that will have his panosa. And if his chas v'sholom says, I'll make my panosa, that's a kfir. We're not saying sometimes a person has to leave. It's other cheshbonos. It's hard for him to learn. It's other cheshbonos. But the cheshbon has to as panosa. It has to be very thought out carefully. The stipler says this word, Rabbi Yisai. In Parshas Miketz, I'll read you the words, Rabbi Yisai. V'hine, says the Eilike stipler, Loi huftach la'am eile atoyer sheyizku la'ashirus. It doesn't say anywhere that I'm eile so atoyer give you dafka wealth. Ki ha'kol lefim ha'shenig z'olah mitchila v'shah yitzirah, as I said before, everything is made, meted out. Lefi, how was nigzah on you? B'shash, you were yait nitnoitzer. B'shash, you were created. And that doesn't change. Avo mi kol mokoi. ze muftach lohem shayidei esek atoiro lo yafsidu v'lo yigra minas chelkom mikimoy shohoyo bo lohem ilo osek v'toiro. Stibus is mefurish v'poisa. That is clear that you will not lose from the what you were supposed to get if you weren't learning Torah. You're going to get the exact same parnasa. You're not going to lose. V'gam ki be'emes esoif achazman rav v'shtam lo gam bo'olam hazeh v'lofi erich yigiyos v'toyim eskaim v'mekoyim v'yoshivucha v'yafsiat v'shmaya, and you do get certain wealth. But, says the stifle, you can't say to a person because you're going to leave Torah. Then, oh! Because he's learning Torah. That's why it's this way. He doesn't have. If he's be'emes to learning, I'm not talking about faking. If a person can't learn, he got to a madrega where he can't learn. This is different cheshbonos. Chetzi yoyim learning, chetzi yoyim working. Maybe, yeah. But if he wants to learn basmada, and he wants to shtag, and he wants to grow, we're not talking about cheshbonos of teaching when a person gets to a madrega. Then he has to realize, like the stifler, that he's not going to lose. Lo yafsidu v'lo yigra minas chalki kamoy shohaya. Because it's the Torah, it doesn't make sense. This is the Hesber. You're going to lose because you're the one running the engine. You're the one giving the whole wealth to the Rashiach. You're going to lose. If the Usher only realized it, how much money he would give to the B'nai Torah. But person has the Machshav, it's me that's making the wealth. But if he understood that it all comes because the Amalei HaTorah, so the word of the Usher himself would be different. And so are the word with the words of Ruby Shlomo, a very wealthy Baruch Hashem individual. He spoke, I heard it, the words at the dinner of Torah R 3 years ago. We saw the tape, the videotape. It wasn't sold outside, but we saw it anyway. And over there he said that when he first started his business, whatever he went into, he was just starting out, he was barely making anything, he didn't even have a desk, no stationery with his name. And of the Shiva who knew him from Chavetz Chaim or whatever, he learned by the Shiva, maybe the Torah, I don't know where exactly he knew the Shiva, he had a shadow with the Shiva. And he said, the Shiva was that time wanted to build a yeshiva here in Torah Art, build this building. He came over from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, and he started out in the Diskin home in 1965, and the Shiva wanted to build a building here in Mattersdorf. He purchased some ground, and it was going to cost a certain amount of money, and the Shiva needed people that were going to pledge to be behind it. Build businessmen in order that to give, start the groundwork, whatever, get government loans, whatever it was, the Shiva needed certain balabatim in America that were going to take on achrayas for the binyan, to donate a certain amount, whatever, to be a certain. So the Shiva said to him, they needed a certain amount, he wrote him in a letter. At that time, Ruby Shlomo said when he saw the letter, he chalished. He said, I'm not shy if he's a man, barely making anything, barely supporting my mishpacha. But he made a cheshbon. The Shiva wrote, it doesn't have to be right away. It's just over 20 years if you mafteel to give a certain amount. It was a large schum that, but he said, you know what? I'll take it upon myself to help the Shiva. So the Maisa, him and his partner. So the Maisa, they went, and then Makala wrote back to Yeshiva after a few days of thought. They wrote back, they're going to take it on themselves. The kid to Ruby Shon says, what can I say? Not long after that, I got a call from Bank Lumi, one of these banks, one of these companies, and they said, oh, you're giving Arvis, you're a creditor on a big binion in Yerushalayim. You must be a big investor. And I started to have trust and invest with him and do business with him. And what can he say? He said, more than I did. These are his words. More than I did for the Rishiva and Torah. They did for me. The wealth that I accomplished was b'schus to Torah. And he says, every time the Rishiva is in town, every time the Rishiva comes in and brachas and this, it goes to him. Baruch Hashem, he sees success. He sees hatzlacha. If the schus, the Hashem would realize how much it is to support Torah, because Torah runs the world. Torah changes the world. Torah brings the shepherd. Torah brings the shiras. If they would realize it, they would be running to give. But for us, the lesson is, We have to realize that we are the Amli HaTorah B'Yad HaBe'atzvam. And as the Stifler says, you can't have that machshava that I'm going to lose because I'm going away from Torah. If you're seriously learning, you're learning Basmada, you're steiging in Torah, so if the Stifler, you're not going to lose. So if the Nitziv is a Havtocha for the Mor that you'll get, you'll be taken care of. This is the lesson of the Mor, Rabbi Isai. And this is the lesson we have to take in with us, Rabbi Isai. How many times in my life I saw from the time I started in Koilo, all the diapers, how many thousands of dollars of rent money, where did it come from? Here, that, my wife, who knows, Rabbi Isai? Every time a different story, every time a different ma'isah. People should write over these ma'isim. People should tell over the stories. Rav Abba told over, I heard the story also that long ago, a certain colleague needed a certain type of payments for his apartment or for something. He needed three different payments. Every time there was a nace, one time money came in from his cousin or from an old uncle, and one time it was Yerusha, one time this, one time that. And every time he needed the money, punked, the money came in that day. Because he learned basmada. Because he wasn't doyek. If you're doyek, if you're worried, that's what the Kodesh Baruch said, Liyareya, those who fear him, those who have a mood in him, then you're not going to worry, you'll be taken care of. The Ma'isa, he tells him the Chofetz Chaim, that once a Yid, a community, a yeshiva that wanted, was looking all of a sudden for a ram or a shiva or somebody to come, they went to the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim said, a man was on a certain Talmud Chacham. They went back and they started writing the letter and everything and getting prepared to invite this Talmud Chacham to become the Rosh Yeshiva. The kids said a day or two before that the letter was going to go out to this Talmud Chacham, he came to the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim said to the Chofetz Chaim, what am I going to do? Parnassah, what's going to be with Parnassah? Bereshit doesn't mean ma'az with me, Parnassah. Kitzur, he left the house, the Chofetz Chaim wrote a letter immediately to the yeshiva, to Mavatel, and he shouldn't be the Rosh, he can't be Rosh Yeshiva of this yeshiva. Chofetz Chaim says, a Rosh Yeshiva who's doyeg, constantly what it's going to be with his parnasa, can't be Rosh Yeshiva. He's not an example for Amalei HaTorah. But the son said to the Chofetz, we see what happened to this Maisa. A day or two later, the answer was coming. The money was coming. He was going to be taken care of. But he started to be doyeg and started to express his doubt. A person is not a madrega gedoyla of emuna. A Rashiva maybe has to be on a higher madrega, but to be on a madrega of complete emuna b'Hashem, that's the tachlis we have to hope for and strive for. And this was Yeshiva who didn't miss the boat. It was 1 or 2 days later. Many times it happens, a person is diving, he's dying and dying for the Yeshua, a day later, there it comes, and he cried, and he realized for a second, it would have been here, you didn't have to get so upset, because you knew the better time it was going to come. Those were the Gdoyim of Rabbi Isai. The Chaim of Elijah, we once said over, never was dying, he needed so much money to run Yeshua's Elijah, he was never dying. He once had a payback alone. And it was coming, mamish, very close to the time the person needed back the money. And he went to give shiur without any daiga, without any mahalich. And all of a sudden, in the middle of a shiur, a Jewish soldier came in, and he said, please, take my watch. He said, what do you want to take your watch for? Well, it's a gold watch. And Lemaisa, I'm a Jewish soldier amongst the Goyish soldiers. I'm worried they're going to steal from me. They have a chance. I know in a place like this it won't get stolen. He said, Rechai Velazhi, you sure? Please, no. Take the watch. He said, Rechai Velazhi, what am I going to do with the watch? If I put it here, I'm nervous. I don't want to make cobble. It's a very expensive watch worth many, many thousands of rubles. What am I going to do with the watch? You know what? He said, I don't care. Do whatever you want with the watch. Take the watch. Keep it. I just don't want the Goyim to get it. And Chaim Velozhin at that moment, on the spot, without a daiga, tzumo, schus, amas, a Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, you have to realize, we have to be ma'amin in it! This is the Torah of Dershah talking, halach lefonoi! It's not some comic book! This is Torah's MS! This is what we believe in! This is our belief! A person has to get inside, this is what we believe in! This is not Buddhism! and not who knows what. This is not the Quran. This is the Torah that should give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said that those who learn Torah, they will be taken care of as long as you have Emes Amuna. Don't fool yourselves. It's the talk of the Yetzer Hara. I gotta go to college. I gotta go here. I gotta go there. It's the talk of the Yetzer Hara. You have to be satisfied with the Boisa, but you have to realize one thing. Never, ever will you lose by learning Torah. How many times I tell parents this? How many times I tell people who were supporting Rav Reichem, and they got back to me and they told me, you were right. My business is getting better. This is going better. This is the Yisoid Rav Boisai. This is what we have to learn. We'll get into our noodle. You'll never lose. Even if you have to go out, make the extra Seder, or I can make a few more bucks, it's not going to make a difference. And your Ruchnias will make the difference in the world of difference. Should I stay an extra year in Kailo? I gotta get back already! College! You gotta start the life the next 75 years! Oh, it could be 74 years. Anyway, it's missing. How many years are you gonna work? Take another year if you're learning well. 3, 4, 5 years, who knows? Whatever you have, it's Avos HaTorah. You'll never have the opportunity again. What are you giving it up for? Parnasa, that's from Hashem. You're going to lose because you're learning another year. Chas v'sholom's at the stipend. This is what we have to get into. Koshel is Avon Kabir's Yamsuf. This is what we have to say. We have to realize that Parnasa, everything that we get, we have to thank and sing Shira on it. But realize, those of us who are Amal Torah, those of us who are B'nai Torah, those of us who really are minded by Kodesh Baruch and realize that He's the Nisei, He'll stick out His hands, and wave around, right? Everybody does that, of course. What does that mean? You open up your hand, you open up your hand, I can't maspir myself. Only you are Kodesh Baruch. You give me Parnasa. If you give me Parnasa, and I'm giving the Koya, I'm the engine, I'm the one who's learning the Torah, that Kodesh Baruch is Metzave, you're not going to get that Pesach. It doesn't make sense. It's not child. Kach Tzenes Achas. We have to take the Tzenes and put it into our brain. The picture of the Tzenes, the Mon, the picture of that Oni of the Machane Chayim, the Reifei son, what was he doing pumping gas? What's going to be with my son? Those who stick to Torah, always, Nara Yisi, Gamza Kanti, V'loi Ra'isi Tzadik Nezav, very nice of what he said. We'll all sing together afterwards. We sang things, we read things, we learn things. It has to enter inside of us, it has to be part of us. It has to be realization, not just songs and words and things. This is our Hashkafa of Torah life. We get our Hashkafa from the Torah, not from the Jewish press. And it could be good articles, I'm not in the paper. We don't get our Hashkafa, comes from one area, it's only from the Torah. Not from some science magazine, not from some who knows what that gave our Hashkafa, that the only thing in life is you have to work and make money. Where is that Hashkafa? It's treif! You have to mefarnish your home, avada. And the tree, if a person doesn't mefarnish his home, but he has to realize, parnasa, that's min hashamayim. Our Hashkafa is the Hashkafa HaTorah. And that's what we're doing here, Boisa. That's why we're here. Shabbi Zoicha Be'ezah Hashem! To learn Parash B'Shalach! Shabbat Shira! The Shira! That we saw the Gevaldik Hashkafa Pratis! Yitzias Mitzrayim! Was the proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashkiach Al Ha'olam! Brias Ha'olam was the Boirei! Yitzias Mitzrayim was the manik of a Bria, that was him coming to show power in the whole Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manik by Hashkafa Pratis, especially us, Elokeinu, Velokei Aviseinu, our God, and the God of our ancestors. Our God and the God of our ancestors, that a person means that the Goyim, the Pshat, is He is our one who is Mashkiach, not only on us, but on us for the Doyers till we got here. Who took care of us? Who took care of our families? Because Baruch was the Av Rachamim, who took care of us. He's never going to leave us. He's not going to leave you, Rabbi Yisrael. You learn Torah, you mekabel old Torah, not merely old Echeretz. You should be Zoicha, to be Emes Kabel old Torah. To realize that we're the engine running the world. We can't leave the engine for a second. Who knows what's going to happen? Can't fall asleep. The captain of the Titanic fell asleep. We know what happened to the Titanic, Rabbi Yisrael. We can't fall asleep. We have to be working hard in Torah. Be'ez Hashem, through that, we'll be taken care of. A parnasa toiva, of chayim arukim, chayim shel sholom, chayim shel brocha, chayim shel hatzlocha, v'zoicha b'karoif, to see the hashkocha al yoyna b'nizkahla, Hashem yimloch lo'olam v'ed, v'shirach tzikeinu, amen. Very nice.